So I find myself always saying the same thing when I'm talking to my girlfriends, and we're going over and rehashing stories or events that we've been through or experienced in this journey of womanhood and dating these peoples out here. And I always find myself saying, like, it's the audacity for me. And that is gonna reel me into the topic of this episode today, because it really is the audacity for me. You know what? I think Audacity is on sale right now. It's probably on sale at Target for 99 cents. I don't know. Maybe they're giving it out for free. I don't know, but it's just like everybody has the audacity. Like, what is going on? Welcome to the Sacred Sanctuary, a place for healing, femininity, and self-love. I am your host, Sharday, and let's get into today's topic because I know y'all gonna feel me on this one. So I was just talking to my girlfriend, and she was telling me about, you know, how she's pretty much off of her boyfriend. Like, she's not trying to do it anymore. Like, she's been pleading with him. She has been standing her boundary. She has been telling him for the last year, like, this is what I want. I want to get married. I want to, you know, settle down. Like, and which rightfully so, it makes sense. And he's been kind of giving her breadcrumbs. I'm gonna say that because, you know, they love to give the breadcrumbs. I don't know. They just store bread in their freaking back pockets, like they're about to go feed the birds at a park or something. I don't know. But he has been kind of alluding towards, like, okay, this is where we're headed, but then the action and the behavior does not follow up with the words. And she was kind of telling me about, you know, the last conversation that they had and how she was just pretty much fed up and he didn't get it. And like, he's just kind of like, well, I want this to work and I want X, Y, and Z, but you want to do everything but the thing that she needs you to do for her. So it's the audacity for me. The audacity of you to think that you can just keep breadcrumbing her until she just takes it up and soaks it up and just settles for it. Because ultimately, that's what he wants, right? He wants her to settle for what he wants, not with what she wants. And I see this a lot, even in my own experience, and I'll get to that in a few, but it just doesn't make sense to me how people can say they want something, but they're not willing to give the very thing that they want. It's like the hypocrisy. I have no words for it. And obviously, this is a tale as old as time. It's not the first time that we've heard this. It won't be the last time that we hear this. But what can we do to stop it from happening to us? You know, to stop being in situations where we have to look at people like it's the audacity. And literally get in the habit of exiting when the audacity first appears. And it's so hard. It's easier said than done. And trust me, I know, I know, I know. It's easier said than done. But that is something that we have to do. And I think that what it boils down to is us standing strong in our boundaries, having enough self-love and self-worth to say, hey, this isn't working for me. And if you can't do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to leave. And being okay with that, because we don't need anyone to validate our existence. We don't need someone to be there to prove that we're worthy of love. Because us and our own very existence is enough for us to have love, for us to have our self-worth and quality of life. We don't need anyone to come from the outside to give us that because we already have it. And I think once we get in the mindset and that internal shift of realizing that that is the truth, then we will stop settling for a lot of the audacity that's out here. When you think about it like this, people are only going to ever do what you allow them to do. And I'm so guilty of it, right? And we tell ourselves these stories that, oh, maybe Brad's gonna change Brad's going to get the picture. Brad's going to see that there's no one else like me out there. Brad's going to see all the things that I do for him. Brad's going to get it, and he's going to give me a ring. He's going to settle down with me. He's going to finally take me on the vacation. He's going to finally introduce me to his parents. He's going to finally blah, 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 whatever it is. But the thing is that Brad wanted to do it, and if the requirement was set and the standard was set for him to do it, and you are the person that he chooses, he would have done it. And that is the truth. That is the ugly truth that we have to tell ourselves, and we have to get comfortable with telling ourselves. Because if we continue to allow the same behavior, then the same behavior will persist. And even if, for the rare exception, the rare exceptional few, that the behavior doesn't persist and the man actually does get it together, do you want to take that chance? Because 9 times out of 10, what a person is showing you is who they truly are. It's never the words. Words are beautiful. Words are, oh my God, words are so poetic. You can just create. I mean, we have so many words that mean so many different things. But where is the action? Where is the, I am going to do what I have to do to prove what I have to prove to get what it is that I want? Where is the work ethic? I don't know where the work ethic has went. And I'm not just going to place the blame on your partner, because it's not on your partner. And you know, this is the sacred sanctuary, and we tell the truth here. And a big thing with femininity is going to be accountability. And I need those two to be synonymous for us here, because until we are able to hold ourselves accountable for the things that have happened in our lives and are happening in our lives and will continue to happen in our lives, until we make the decision that I am accountable, I am the master of my destiny, I am the captain of my soul, I choose who, what, when, where, why, this is my boundary, this is what I do, this is what I don't do, until we can set that in stone, you will forever and always be a victim. And there are no victims here. I don't play victims. You're not even allowed in the sacred sanctuary with a victim mindset. You got to check the victim mindset at the door, because you have to understand and realize that everything that is happening in your life is a result and a byproduct of your mindset, of the paradigms that you have within, of your circumstances. And until you can get to the place where you can fully accept and own and love the parts of you that you have denied, the parts of you that you're ashamed of, the parts of you that you don't really want to show other people, until you can get to that place of fully encapsulating and really loving and owning all of that in full authenticity, you will always remain a victim mode, because you will never and truly acknowledge and accept the fact that you are the creator. You are one with the creator. I want us to sit with that for a second. And I know I'm going off on a tangent, and I know it's just like going all around, but I need you to understand that while I would love to sit here and talk about how our partners and our counterparts behave and where they're so wrong at, no, I'm going to turn the mirror around and I'm going to point it at you, because we have to make the changes. If nothing changes within, then nothing changes without. So while audacity may be on sale, while audacity may be at an all-time high, it's up to us to reel it in and no longer accept the audacity. We gotta check audacity at the door. We gotta kick audacity out. We gotta tell audacity, I'm not available for this anymore. Click. We can no longer be available for the audacity. When we choose to show up fully and authentically in femininity with self-love, acknowledging and owning all of the goddess that we are, when we choose to do that, then everything in our life changes, and the audacity, it's like, where? It's like one moment, there's just so much audacity, like hitting you in the face. And then you get into this place, and then the audacity is just like nowhere to be found. It's like the hay in the desert. That's kind of, I'm gonna add the sound. But it's like the hay rolling in the desert with the wind. It's like where is it? It's like Waldo. Do you remember Where's Waldo? It's like Waldo. Nobody can find Waldo. Okay, so with all that being said, I want to talk about standing in your frame, owning your shit, and acknowledging where you show up in the audacities in your life, okay? And if it has eluded you thus far, and you are enjoying what you're listening to and what I am providing, make sure that you hit that like button, make a comment, let me know if there's something that you want me to talk about, let me know if there's something you enjoy, let me know if there's something that you don't enjoy. I'm here for all feedback. And then also, do me the honor of subscribing, because I'm here for us. I'm here for us. And I want to be able to continue to be here for us and expression and really owning our femininity and authenticity in this life. Okay, so getting into it, right? When we think about all of the ways that people have slighted us or done us wrong or maybe didn't show up in the way that we wanted, in those moments, it is really up to us to decide what it is that we want, what we're willing to accept, what we're not willing to accept, and what we're going to do about it. And this is going to be about standing firm in our boundaries. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, like, I just this year, 2024, understood what boundaries were. And maybe like it was just this vague concept to me, but where I had boundaries in my interpersonal relationships with, you know, family and friends, I lacked them. I mean, I lacked them. Oh my God, I lacked them so much in my romantic relationships. And I never really understood why, and why I was being treated the way I was being treated, or why guys would keep coming back and then they would go out and do the same exact things that they were doing before, and I would hoop and holler and scream and shout them down and cry and talk about how I'm leaving, you're never gonna see me again, and then I would end up right back in the same situation. And it's because I lacked boundaries. I was not showing up for myself. I was not parenting that inner child that felt abandoned, that felt rejected. I didn't know how. I didn't even know what my wounds were. I just knew that it was painful and I knew something was there, but it wasn't until I was able to tap into my inner child, tap into healing and really understanding my core wounds and triggers that I was able to see why I didn't have boundaries. And it's a hard pill to swallow, right? Because when you're going through something so transformational, so painful, So monumental, I'm gonna say, because when you get to the opposite side of healing, it's beautiful, right? But it's like walking on glass while you're going through it. And you just never know what step is going to cut the deepest. And that's just kind of what I had to go through. And still now just understanding boundaries and how do I assert them in my relationship. And it's like I'm learning and then I'm also learning and I'm having to do with the learning, right? So what's happening now, because I'm so hyper aware and I'm so in tune with my body and myself, that when something comes up, when I'm triggered or when I notice that I need to place a boundary, I feel it. And I feel it so deeply that it's like, okay, I have to do something about this right here, right now. I cannot push this down. I cannot let this fester. I have to do something about this right here, right now. I don't like this. I don't want to feel like this. So what do I do? And it's all a part of healing that anxious attachment style. It's all a part of healing codependency, which are all just kind of intertwined with each other. I mean, the behaviors just coexist with each other. So I think that when you start to notice and recognize the signs and symptoms that you are having a boundary cross, or somebody is coming to you with that audacity again, and you find yourself accepting them back or accepting it or tolerating it or doing anything that is inauthentic to what you know that you should do. Like your heart is going to tell you every time. Your body, your sacral chakra is going to tell you what you need to do. That little bubbly feeling you get in your stomach when something's going wrong, that's your body telling you, warning, a boundary is being crossed. Warning, warning, triggered, you need to heal something. Warning. So when we start listening to our body, these warnings start to pop up and we start to really understand, okay, I need to do something about this right here, right now. And I know the scariest part about setting a boundary is that, okay, what if they leave? What if they never come back? What if they go get somebody else? And that is just baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. That is just fear. That is that wound coming up, that childhood wound of abandonment, of rejection coming up. That is the little you inside crying because you're about to abandon her again. You're about to abandon him again. So in those moments where that thought comes, you have to realize this is an old paradigm. This is not who I am. This is not what I believe. This is not what I choose to identify with. So now I'm not going to run after this person and try to exert myself or try to give from an empty cup or try to get something in return. I'm going to turn within and I'm going to parent my inner child. I'm going to tell them that it's okay. I love you. You're worthy. It's okay if they leave. You're never alone. Like, nobody has to do anything for you to feel loved. You are loved just because you are you. And so in those moments when it comes up, that's what you have to do. And I know the muscle memory and the mind, the ego wants to go back into the behaviors that have kept you exactly where you've been, in the same spot, running in circles, not going anywhere. But we have to be strong enough to ignore that. And that's what I had to do. It's like, as much as I want to go back and I would love to be back in this space with this man after this apology, the pattern, the history says that he's gonna do it again. The pattern and the history says that you didn't set a strong enough boundary the last time, so the behavior in his mind is okay. So yeah, maybe he thinks that I'll come back and I'll say these words and I'll do whatever I have to do for a few days, but I'm gonna revert and resort right back to what I was doing before because she's okay with it. Oh, she's gonna probably bitch and complain about it, you know, when it comes up again. And then in a week, I'll be right back there. How is that ever going to require somebody to make a change if they're going to make the change for you? And not even just for you, for themselves, because obviously that's behavior that they are exhibiting that they need to heal within themselves, but that has nothing to do with you. It's up to us to set the boundary, enforce the boundary, and understand that you don't get access, you don't get my attention, you don't get any benefits from me until you prove yourself, until you can give me what it is that I said that I want. And if you cannot, please kindly exit stage left, sir. Bye. Toodles. Have fun. See you. Maybe. Maybe not. We have to get into that habit and mindset of checking that shit at the door. You cannot get in. You cannot cross this boundary. Do you have X, Y, and Z? Check, check, check. Okay, then maybe. And then maybe I'll just give you a little bit at a time until I fully know that you're fully invested and you are showing up in behavior, in words, and in action. Action with what it is that I said I want and what it is that we agreed on. So that is what we must get into the habit of. And I'm gonna be honest, it's not going to be easy. It's like learning something new, right? Let's say you've never made homemade pasta before. You don't even know, like you're not even a cook. You've never even been in the kitchen, but you're learning to make homemade pasta. And you get in there and you have all the ingredients and you're just looking at them and it's like, I know what the end result looks like. I know what it's supposed to look like. I know what it's supposed to taste like, but I don't know how to put it all together. Do I do the flour first and the eggs? What do I do first? And so with that, the first thing that you have to do when it comes to healing is you have to be aware. Bring awareness to the areas and the spaces in your life that you have to heal. And once you're aware, then you can start to assess. Get out a notepad, get out your journal, and start journaling. When was it that you first felt like you needed to prove yourself? When was the first time you felt like you needed to prove yourself to gain love? When was the first time that you felt that you had to show up and do things for people or overexert yourself and give of your energy to feel love or worth? What did you have to do to feel valued? And if all of those things were things that showed up on the outside of you, from family, from just childhood stuff, from rejection, from abandonment, maybe people weren't emotionally available for you growing up. Maybe they were too emotionally available. Maybe they dumped on you and you just didn't know how to process that as a child. I mean, it could be anything. Maybe your father wasn't in the household. Maybe your mother wasn't in the household. And for whatever reason, you develop this wound within that says that I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of affection, or I'm not worthy of someone to stay with me just for who I am. So however it comes across or however it resonates for you, find it. And when you find it, I want you to sit with it. And I mean, really sit with it. Don't judge. It's no point. It's no reason to be angry at anyone. It's no point of pointing the finger of blame. Nobody's to blame. Everybody is just operating from the capacity that they know. That's it. We're only just being who we know to be based on paradigms and conditions and circumstances that we call life, that have made up our life. So sit with the feeling, sit with the situation. And I want you to feel, I want you to feel the emotions. I want you to feel the heart chakra. I want you to feel it. I want you to literally close your eyes, put all your attention on your heart. Wherever you're feeling it the most in your body, it might be your stomach, it might be root chakra, you might start getting a headache, it might be in your crown chakra. Wherever it is, feel it. Put all of your attention on it. And I just want you to breathe into it. I want you to breathe into it, and I want you to feel whatever emotions that are there. Don't try to suppress them. Don't push them down. Don't put them in your back pocket for later to deal with. Just feel it. It's okay. You're okay. It's all right. You are loved. You are worthy. You are deserving. Everything that told you that you weren't is a lie. Everything and everybody that made you feel like you had to go looking for any of this on the outside of yourself, throw it away. It's not true. It's not true. That's not who you are. You're worthy. You're deserving. You have everything that you need within you. And tell yourself that. And visualize yourself in that moment as a child or wherever it was for you in your life where you had these feelings come up or start. Just visualize that and visualize yourself going up to that child and hugging them and telling them it's okay. You are loved. You are worthy. It's okay. I'm here. I will never leave you. Tell yourself that. And I want you to sit with it. I want you to cry. I want you to get it out. Because when you finish this, when you finish processing this in the here, in the now, in the present moment, that is healing. And it doesn't mean that it's the last time that this is going to show up, because healing is not linear, baby. It's not. And it's going to keep coming up. And when it comes up, that is our opportunity to heal it. Every time it comes up, we don't save it for later. We deal with it in that present moment. And if it happens to come up and you don't feel like you can deal with it safely in that moment, then make sure that you take some time or take some space to go deal with it. Because what you don't want to do is keep creating the same karmas or keep creating the same loops and the patterns of emotions that we're ultimately doing when we decide that we're not willing to heal something in the present moment. So once you go through that, and then you have your system, you have whatever it is that you need to process the emotions when they arise, you just keep doing it every time it comes up until it no longer comes up for you anymore. And what is this going to help you do? It's going to help you realize that nothing external validates you. You validate you. Nobody or no situation, no circumstance on the outside validates who you are. And once you realize that and you're embodying that self-love and you're embodying all that you are and all of your flaws and all of your wholeness, when you get to that place, then it's easier to set the boundaries. It's easier to show up authentically. It's easier to say no. It's easier to not overexert and overgive of yourself, because you understand that regardless, if I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. And I have that right, because I choose my life. I am the captain of my soul. While it may be uncomfortable at first getting into the habit of doing this because, hey, we haven't made pasta from scratch before. When we start and we're putting the ingredients in, and we may mess up a couple times, and we may, look back and it's like, okay, this, I missed this step. Oh, I missed this ingredient, or I didn't add this in. Let me go back and start over. And the beautiful thing about it is when you're starting over, it's not starting over because you have the experience already. So now I have the experience of me going through this, and I know that I missed this step last time, but I'm not going to miss it again. So now I know I had this one right. Now I missed this one, so I'm going to fix it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I add it this time, so that way I know that I'm not missing anything. And eventually, through habit, through subconscious reprogramming, through healing, through self-love, through acceptance of the divinity within, we get to a place where it's easy and effortless. Just like tying our shoes, just like breathing, we can set a boundary. And we understand that it's not coming from a place of selfishness or cruelty or being rude or nasty. It has nothing to do with any of that. It comes from a place of self-acceptance and choosing yourself. Because if you're not choosing yourself first, then you have nothing to give anybody else. I don't care. And people will bleed you dry. People will. They will. We know this. But if we get into the place of not allowing and standing firm in our boundaries with full authenticity, showing up in love, showing up giving ourselves grace, showing up honing in on what truly makes us, honoring the accomplishments and honoring the failures, because failure teaches us what it is that we did wrong and what it is that we need to correct. So it's all a part of this beautiful, blissful life that we're living. It's so abundant. Everything we need is right here, right now, within. We don't have to go searching for it. We don't need the validation from anything else. It's right here, right now. So the next time that you're faced with somebody's audacity, take it as a moment to go within and find the part of you that you need to heal. The part of you, the person that doesn't even know what audacity is. Like, what is that? I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You said what? You said audacity? What is that? Right. I don't know what that is. You get to that place. And that's ultimately where we want to get to, where people just know that they cannot mess with us. You can't mess with us. We got to be like that scene in Mean Girls, right? Where they're like, you can't sit with us. She's like, what? No, you can't sit with us. She was... Listen, that is right there. That's the energy. You cannot sit with me over here like that. That's a rule. I said this. You broke it. You can't sit here. And owning it and embracing it is... It's gonna make a world of a difference, guys. So if you find yourself needing assistance or guidance or just needing someone to talk to, and you need someone to help you get to the next level, I do have coaching plans available on my website, becomeamastermanifester.com. I will link that below. I also have my book, The Master Manifester, that you can purchase on Amazon. I'll link that below, and you can also purchase it on my website. And it's about creating the life of your dreams through healing, femininity, and self-love. I mean, it's so many modalities on healing in there. We have meditation, we have steps, we have self, like how to love yourself, how to boost self-esteem. I mean, it's loaded with so much goodness that I know you're not gonna regret it. So I invite you to explore that, and any way that I can help, I am definitely here for you. I appreciate you guys for joining. Again, if you haven't liked, commented, and subscribed, please do so now. Help your girl out. I am literally living my purpose right now. So I'm like, forget everything else. This is what I wanna do. I just wanna talk to my good people, and I want to share experience and how I got through what I had to get through, and I'm hoping that this helps somebody out there today. And with that being said, I leave you all with love and light. Mwah! Until next time.